G'day business owners, Peter Fitzgerald with the Handbook for Business. Let's talk about persuasive speech. Here's a true story about a dry cleaner who offered an evening delivery service. But what I wanted was a morning pickup, a same-day turnaround with him doing all the work. We discussed it. Our conversation went like this. Hey Bob, I appreciate your delivery service, but why don't you offer a morning pickup service as well? Actually, we do, he told me. Then how come I don't know about it? We don't tell anyone. Imagine all that driving to maybe pick up a pair of pants. Nah, not worth it. But what about all the busy professionals in town? It would be a great service for them. To which he replied, we're flat out in the mornings and haven't got time to go out. Wow, what an attitude. An opportunity to grow went begging because he was too busy working. My counsel for business owners? Every customer of every business has a problem they want solved. But too many sellers don't attempt to find out the real or complete problem. They assume they know, then proceed to flog their wares. Of course, you must know your customer and their real problem, then develop your valuable and different solution. You can do this in four steps. 1. Take a standard product you sell, be it a shirt or a bed or repair service. 2. Create a product package with lots of extra value and benefits. 3. Give it a name. My dry cleaner could have offered a busy professional same-day pickup and delivery service. And 4. Charge accordingly. Then, when a customer wants to buy, offer them your deluxe package first, meaning they only have to make one decision, yes or no. Many will say yes to your persuasive speech and great offer, meaning more gross profit. If they say no and choose to buy the basic product, what have you lost? Nothing. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Proverbs 16:23. From a wise mind comes careful and persuasive speech. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.